Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with the manager of the first band that we'll be presenting for Music Under the Mountains, the Guardians Band, joining us right now, Norm Silver. Norm, how you doing? Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, it's hard to believe we were talking about the concert series and getting everything booked in January and February, and now here it is.
I know, it's very exciting, but, you know, June is the month for music.
Absolutely.
That happens.
Absolutely. Know? And it looks like our first concert of the year is going to be quite simply the perfect way to start the entire concert series because, A, it's free. B, we have an outstanding band, the Guardians Band. Tell me all about the band and how they got together and how you became the manager.
Well, so I had this concept. My son got married, and he is 30-something, and he, of course, his dad's in the music business, so he said, "Dad, could you provide a band for me?" And I said, "Okay." And so I got these guys that have been my rhythm section for years. They played in a lot of corporate gigs when I was 17th Avenue All-Stars a cappella, which I think is going to be another one of your concerts. So Adam gave me a set list. He said, "Could you learn these songs?" And they were from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And it's all 70s stuff, you know, which is kind of the music that I heard when I was alive, you know, back in the 70s. And so we put this thing together, and it was so fun. And all of his guests who were, you know, people his age that he grew up with were going, "That's the best band I ever heard." So I thought, well, that's kind of an idea because the music is stuff that I listen to, you know, and I won't tell you how old I am, but it's, you know, the earth was cooling when I was around. Anyway, the band was so popular with the kids that I thought, well, gee, that's a great combination of, you know, folks that are older that would remember the music. And then, of course, the kids who were hip to it because of the movies.
Exactly.
So that's how it kind of came about, yeah.
And to pull off the music from the soundtrack, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, you have to have some pretty outstanding vocalists. And the three members of the band that sing are just unbelievable. I mean, the tone that they have in their voices, it's just remarkable.
Well, you know, over the years, and I did this a cappella group for over 30 years, and I always tried to find the best vocalists for the group, and that was kind of one of the things that was a standout about the group is that, you know, the vocals were always really top rate. And these folks that I've, gotten for this have been singing with me for the last, 10's been with me for about 15 years, and he's a phenomenal vocalist. He was with Disney in a boy band way back in the day, and this young guy, Evan Savage, has just got one of the best vocalists I've ever heard. He's just phenomenal. He's got an incredible range. Alyssa Cotranza, another one that's just got style, and she's just an absolutely great performer. Between the three of them, it's just a joy to hear them play and sing, you know.
Absolutely, and we know the inspiration behind a lot of the set lists, obviously the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, but that's not really limiting the band's repertoire on things that we'll be able to see coming up June 10th at the Promenade Shops at Briargate.
Yeah, so we mix it up. We put some contemporary music in there, stuff that that has been popular in the last 5 to 10 years, and things on the pop charts that people would know and so forth. So we mix that up with, you know, the 70s stuff. We have a little disco thrown in there for fun and just different stuff. But it's all really wonderful, fun music and stuff that everybody will recognize.
Now, we're going to give away chances to win a whole bunch of stuff. It's right next door to Ted's Montana Grill at Promenade Shops at Briargate. So if you're wondering where...
Oh, I like that place.
Yeah.
I like Ted's Montana.
It is.
Yeah,
and
great.
we've got dinner certificates we're going to be registering people to win. We're also giving away James Taylor concert tickets. He's coming to the Broadmoor World Arena coming up in July, so we're going to give away concert tickets as well. It just sounds like a lot of fun. When you guys come from Denver, do you have fans that come with you and kind of go to your gigs?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, we have fans in the Springs that have been coming to see our shows forever, and hopefully they'll be happy to pop down there and hear some music, but I'm going to spread the word and hopefully get some folks from our contact list.
No question. I mean, bring in the lawn chair and, you know, Promenade Shops at Briargate also has some patio furniture there as well. So Bring your lawn chairs, bring everything you can. It's going to be a lot of fun from 4:30. That's when you guys are going through your warm-ups, and basically the concert series starts at 5 to 7, and it really is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic venue. The stage location is great. It's got a great backdrop. Plus, it's easy to get to. You don't have to cross town in London in nighttime traffic trying to get east-west across Colorado Springs right next to I-25. You know, Norm, we appreciate your time. Can't wait for the first concert coming up on the 10th as well, and really bring in everyone's dancing shoes except for Dan's. I don't think we want to see that for the Guardians band on Friday.
Well, it's probably something you would never forget or want to forget.
No doubt.
It could be a viral moment.
Norm, thanks for taking some time out this busy afternoon. We're looking forward to seeing you and the band, the Guardians band, a week from this Friday, June 10th at Promenade Shops at Briargate.